MGTOW men, welcome back. As always, with it being Sunday, we're here to talk about some of the red pills that are in the Bible. And today we're going to talk about a response that I heard. It was a pretty brief response: to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what's God's. So it's a response that Jesus gives in Matthew. And I don't remember where I heard this, also in Mark, I believe, three of the four synoptic gospels. But the interpretation that I took from this is that obedience is, in a way, often a means to resistance in some senses, and it's also helpful in ghosting. So I know that for many men that are in the MGTOW community and that comment on my videos, make videos, write content, engage in forums, they're guys that are looking to get into cryptocurrency, to get out of maybe paying taxes, or to get off the grid, make their own money, find alternative ways to get resources. I know that myself, I'm into a few of those things, and just to generally avoid engaging with the state and so forth. So that's fine, and I get that. It's freeing feeling to have what is your own and to be able to know that you need to get certain things and always be able to get those things because of your own power. So this is part of many MGTOW men's endgame. Some do it with active resistance. Some do it with passive resistance. Some do it with passive resistance to get to the life where they want, the life that they do want. Some follow a way of active resistance, aggressive resistance. Some do it from what I call is almost like temporary obedience to things, which can also be a synonym to ghosting in plain sight, so to speak. By being temporarily obedient, one can stay under the radar, get to where they want to be, while not compromising their values. They have this vision of a future life that nobody knows about. I bet a lot of you MGTOW guys out there have a vision of a future life that nobody knows about that you want to have and to procure. And everything you do is built around the intention of getting there. It's an end game. People don't need to know about this. A lot of people share it, or a lot of people share with another person that end game. It's not a unique end game. So, but you probably shouldn't share it. Goals that are shared are often ones that are not pursued. They're often targeted and derailed. So that's ghosting. Obedience to the matrix for a time to get the freedom. And going back to what I heard about the give to Caesar what is Caesar's line, I heard it interpreted that Jesus was saying, you are not of this world regardless of what you give to the world, and you know your spiritual goal and your higher calling. That is something that I've always viewed about this passage. It was also stated as ghosting, as staying under the radar so that you can do your service and work without being seen by the state. So in effect, paying to Caesar what is Caesar's is actively going for passive resistance, keeping you from being taken out of the game so that you can do your work under the radar that the game has. So this can be getting in trouble for your personal views, making money that will be targeted by other people, getting caught in general conflict. But by being obedient to entities around us in life, we can often create a hidden sphere of power that actually is a greater form of resistance than any active resistance could provide. And active resistance has a purpose, but it can be targeted. MGTOW can become bigger by ghosting, and MGTOW can then have more time to influence more people. Matthew 22:15 through 22 says, "Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by their appearances. Tell us then, what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard it, they were marveled." So MGTOW, and my reflections before I even came to MGTOW, I thought that we're actually defined by our thoughts and actions, the ones that are not seen, the thoughts and the actions that are unseen. The MGTOW man is defined by thoughts and actions, definitely beliefs of things that aren't seen. You are usually not defined in life by the things that you are actually showing to other people, the heart and the mind. Those are your entities that control the things that end up being seen by others around you, the other people in your life. What is unseen is the rudder to your life and where your purpose resides as well. So you give a denarius to Caesar, it may look like you're serving Caesar, but your heart is somewhere else. So The physical heart believes that by paying something to Caesar, you are now defined by pagan practices, worldly practices, because you're supporting the supposedly divine but human entity of Caesar. Jesus is in effect saying no to that. And there is sometimes a division with MGTOW that you cannot ghost in plain sight. It's kind of a view that you are paying to Caesar. You are still living amongst the Matrix, so you are paying to Caesar. Others say that you have to ghost, that you have to completely remove yourself from society. These are two groups, but I would say that Jesus is noting that the Christian heart has a world he is living in, that it is in his heart, and complying to the authority in the physical is not forfeit of that heart. And a commentary on this stated that, I'm going to read a little bit. The world of Caesar seeks to create a new world without God and without regeneration. It exacts a heavy tax and accomplishes little or nothing. We are as sinners geared by our fallen nature to seek Caesar's answer. In a sense, that's the Matrix. We are seeking physical things constantly. We are told to give to the physical to get back from the physical and repeatedly treat that as the cycle that we live in life. Whereas MGTOW, we're saying no. We are taking the physical as a need. The want, the pleasure, the definition of our life, it's rather within the heart, which can still be kept as you're paying to Caesar, as you're ghosting in plain sight. And going on, in Jesus' theology, God's authority is total, but Caesar's is strictly limited to those things that God appoints for him. Whenever the duties that men owe to God conflict with what Caesar says they owe to him, men must obey God rather than Caesar. Jesus therefore lays down the certain rule, as you live under Caesar, to be sure to give him his due, but never give to him what you owe to God. So we have this kind of conflict in our life as MGTOW men. We have the things that we want to pursue in the world around us that are certainly not things that are bad. A lot of us have noble pursuits that we want to pursue, things we want to improve on and get better at, and we have to be paying to Caesar in some respects in order to get to that. Ghosting in plain sight has this duality to it. It is a bit passive. It definitely is passive. It's passive resistance to the things that we want to partake in. Every day, I bet you are leaving things in this world that other people are partaking in, but you're leaving them to protect yourself. You're giving an image like you're a part of it, but you're actually not. You're paying somewhere, but your heart is somewhere else. And we obey where we obey, but we have different intentions to obey where we obey. It allows you to stay in the game longer. And in a way, by using YouTube, by using social media, I'm playing the exact game that I speak out on against quite often. But in that, others are benefiting from where we don't play the game. I guess more musings on ghosting, a little bit of rambling here, which is where my heart's at a lot lately. Add to these thoughts anytime. SunriseCity is gmail.com, SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up. Hoodies out.